who does the obligation of Nicham Avelim pertain to? So Nicham Avelim, as stated, is part of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, which is a mitzvah which applies to all Klal Yisrael. Now, so that means man, woman, whoever, as the case may be, there is a chiyuv of to fulfill this mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. There's a question, the Paiskim is no clear of psak in the Paiskim, but the later Paiskim are busy with this, whether it's a chiyuv chinuch to mechanech children in Nicham Avelim. Now, obviously, it's very sensitive to different scenarios and whether it's appropriate for each child in each situation to go to Menachem Avil. Very often, it's also not physically possible for a child to go and do anything with Menachem Avil. However, where it is possible, it seems the consensus of the later Paiskim seems to be, especially if there's a grandfather or a great-grandfather who's Nifter and the great-grandchildren want to come, and they have what to say or what to share, or even to say Hamakim, it would certainly be, it seems from later Paiskim would certainly apply that one could go ahead and one should go ahead and be Mechanech one's child in this mitzvah as well. There is discussion in the Paiskim whether an Avil himself is obligated in the mitzvah Nichem Avelim towards other Avelim. Now, the Paiskim bring is that we find by David HaMelech at the loss of a child, it says, Vayinochim David is Ishtai. David went ahead and he was Menachem his wife. David himself was sitting Shiva as well, and yet he went ahead and he was Menachem his wife, which seems an Avil, it is appropriate for an Avil to go ahead and Menachem someone else sitting Shiva. To the other effect, we do find one of the Paiskim in Tuvas Kinis Vradim says that an Avil who goes ahead and comforts other Avelim can be possibly looked at as being Mezalzel in his own Avelus. To go ahead and be busy with someone else and to disregard his own Avelus seems to be a zilzil, a disregard, disrespect towards his own Avelus. However, if one looks at the Kinis Vradim, there's really no conflict here. It seems that when somebody leaves one's own house of Avelus to go to a different Avil, he's totally, he's disregarding his own scenario, and someone else, a different person who's not a family member, was Nifter, and you're leaving and you're going and dealing with that Avil, so the fact that you're disregarding your own whole situation, you're going to a whole different situation by a non-family member, there is clearly a zilzil in the kavod and avelus, which are due to the mace, the kar of the person is dealing with. However, when a bunch of family members are sitting together, and their avelus is all one, it's one family, and one family unit, for one Avil to go ahead and mechazik the other avelim, on the contrary, this can be possibly the greatest form of nichem avelim, how each family member can mechazik each other. Just one more note. How often is the chiv avelus? So we have the chiv of nichem avelim. So we know that on gemilas chasadim we say every morning el dvarim she'en lahem shir. One of them is gemilas chasadim. If you look in the pirush of the Rav and the pirush of Mishnayos, the Rambam on the Mishnah, they specifically speak out en lahem shir is referring to bikachayim and to nichem avelim among others. So the mitzvah is as many times as you do it, there's always going to be another mitzvah. One can never say, I did it once and now I'm off the hook. Now, is there a point to going back to the same avel repeatedly? So here, there's a bit of a divergence between Nichem Avelim and Bikur Chaylim. Bikur Chaylim idea is primarily to make sure that the needs of the Chaylim are attended to. So you go ahead to the Chaylim, you go in the morning, and you see that he has breakfast. Okay, he's taken care of. In the afternoon, you have no idea if he has lunch. So you can go back and check on him again, and so on and so forth. Throughout the course of this person being a Chaylim, one has the wherewithal to go ahead and make the mitzvah repeatedly. However, by Nichem Avelim, the mitzvah is not so much to visit. The mitzvah is to go ahead and give chizuk to the Avel. We said to give him a fresh perspective, how to go forward in life, and to comfort him. If one went ahead and did that, so coming again and repeating the same thing won't accomplish anything. Even though the chiyuv is there, there's really no ways to accomplish that. If someone has something additional to say, additional story to offer, additional perspective to offer, and one can do that, then either of one should certainly go ahead and make the chiyuv. And again, as many times as he does it, the chiyuv is constant. Avein l'hamshir.